classroom rules. It's very important to have classroom rules. When you have rules, your classroom will run very smoothly. Students know what to expect. One classroom rule might be to follow directions quickly. This means that if your teacher tells you to do something, you do it right away. You don't wait. You don't say in a minute. You do it. Furthermore, you don't ask why. If it's a rule, you follow it. Another classroom rule your teacher might tell you about is that you should always be kind to others. This is very important, especially if you want to have lots of friends. When you are kind, you help others. For example, if someone next to you drops their pencil box and all of the supplies fall out, a kind person will help them clean it all up. Being kind also means that you share. If your friend needs to borrow your red crayon, you let them. If you're playing a game, you take turns. Another rule you might hear about is keeping your hands and feet to yourself. Don't push or shove. Use your words. When we have rules, we stay safe at school. We get along with others and we are good citizens. As you can see, classroom rules are important. I will read each question and answer choices two times. Number one, how should you follow directions? A, quickly. B, within a minute. C, when you feel like it. D, after you finish your work. Number one, how should you follow directions? A, quickly. B, within a minute. C, when you feel like it. D, after you finish your work. Number two, mark all the ways you can be kind. A, push. B, share. C, help others. D, take turns. Number two, mark all the ways you can be kind. A, push. B, share. C, help others. D, take turns. Number three, mark all the ways that rules are important. A, you know what to expect. B, you let others borrow your crayons. C, you stay safe. D, keep your hands to yourself. Number three, mark all the ways that rules are important. A, you know what to expect. B, you let others borrow your crayons. C, you stay safe. D, keep your hands to yourself. Number four, if you feel like shoving someone, what should you do instead? A, tell the teacher. B, use your words. C, put your head down. D, sit down. Number four, if you feel like shoving someone, what should you do instead? A, tell the teacher. B, use your words. C, put your head down. D, sit down.